I dream about you now in my quarantine tonight. I just want your love, finger, and hug it, and your kickery. So squeeze it now if you want me to. I just want your love, girl, tonight. Night, night, night. I just want your love and your hugging tonight, girl. Come on, girl, and give me kickery. I want your kickery, girl. Give it to me.
Oh. Hey, man, what's good, man? You tuning in to your fabulous host with the most here. The show on YouTube. You're getting the audio version. M.K.SPXT. My name is MK Specs. Welcome to my baby. The Wing Man motherfucking Chronicles, goddamn. Right? In life, my niggas, you ain't getting nothing. I'm about to give you something right now. I'm finna lace you up with that game. Yes. And ladies, if you listen to the Wing Man Chronicles, if you there. Trust me, you gon' spill your motherfucking drink and shit. We going full retarded tonight, goddammit. Now, this is gonna be a power hour. I suggest you get fucked up before you listen to my shit. But if you're not, you at the goddamn workplace, right? Trust me, we gon' do 8 hours through. You gon' listen to this shit twice and shit, right? If you have to stop, you will listen to MK Specs. The Wingman Chronicles on the way home. It's gonna be a good one. Shots out to the team, and you know who you are. All right. Whew. Fucked up. You're smoking the Alien Labs. My eyes look like two meteorites coming back to Earth. I want to start off the Wingman Chronicles with you. You're the listener. I want to say thank you for listening to my motherfucking shit. If it didn't give you a heart attack at the end, all right? I'm sure of myself. This shit gonna be funny as a motherfucker, all right? Let's get it. Welcome to the Wingman Chronicles. Now, if you love the station, the station is not holding their hands out for donations, but the donation will help the channel out and the podcast be prosperous. I do accept donations. I'm not a goddamn fool. So if you want to express yourself and kick down a little blunt money and some wealth, it will be greatly motherfucking appreciated, right? I guess you're waiting. All right, this is what I do best over here on Anchor. Y'all ready for the Wingman Chronicles? All right, let's get it right there. See, the reason I do this shit is because us niggas, we don't have the real nigga perspective on things. And we always, like, gotta walk on eggshells and hush when we speak on niggardom. You know? That connection between me and you, right? Right? That barbershop talk. When you over there with your homies in the gambling table and shit, right? 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 When women be nosy, the shit that we talking about. Nigga shit. So let's get it. Let's get into some fucking nigga shit. I specialize in it. Because anything less will be motherfucking uncivilized. Let's begin.
Ooh, man.
bag with a new freestyle. Better recognize it, Cudi Mood like the BBW girl with the fat pound cakery. Yes, I do. I like my women thick like a milkshake, shake. Cudi Mood got the flavor. I got more bars than Mars on SARS. I don't want that flavor. I'm about to get it one more time. Realign my chakras with you, girl. Don't you know about the two-step in the quarantine? You better recognize it's Cudi Mood. Oh, about to bring it back one more time with the freestyle rhyme on the classic beat. Rest in peace to Sean B, Sean B. But anyway, I digress with the flow. About to pick your floor. You're about to bring it back one more time with the freestyle rhyme. It's Cudi Mood. I got to shout out to my people in LA. My fam, MK Spec Breezer, MK Spec Breezer. All the people in LA. I love the culture of LA hip hop. That's why I do popping, locking, instrutting, and animation all day. Cause I know my history and my culture. But anyway, I digress with the freestyle flow. You better recognize it. About to realign your chakras. All I want is get close to you, girl, and your pound cakery. If you want me, I will squeeze your pound cakery like the shaman. Yes, I will, girl. MK Spec Breezer, Cudi Mood Productions.
We're a bitch to express a woman.
New social standards. The world changes. Everything changes. Words have new meanings. Bitch isn't just a derogatory term anymore. It's now something that's socially accessible to use upon your friends.
But, alright, but what's the meaning then? What's the meaning behind it?
There's multiple definitions for it. Bitch could be, like you said, a negative term used to show that this person's unsavory in how they act, cruel. Or even nowadays, bitch is just another word used for women.
Okay, but...
in general.
But it doesn't seem to me like... It doesn't have too much of a difference from the actual original meaning, which is a female dog, which is something that's, you know, still bad. So why is it okay to be compared to a dog, a female dog? I don't see, to me it doesn't seem like you think that it matters that much.
Well, if you're gonna go with female dog direction, no, people forget that that is also a way to use it. That's not always the case.
Well, how do you forget that? I mean, that's...
Not everybody agrees with it, not everybody uses that. How many times have you ever actually heard somebody dog and call it a bitch? You hear bitch, you automatically think woman or a guy who's acting like a woman.
Okay, well, do you care that, you know, you could be called a bitch? Does that affect you in any way? Do you get mad about that? Is it
circumstantial, really? If a guy's calling me a bitch because he's angry at me, then yes, I will care.
Well, why would you care? Let's get to the Chronicles. About to twist this weed up. Let's see what Nick Cannon and the Elders, you know, say about this shit.
I never forget Snoop and them, man. When they came out, we know bitches ain't shit.
But hoes and tricks.
you was. I'm looking at people saying bitches ain't shit. Wait, you're a woman.
Yeah.
You're a man. Right. Y'all talking about relationships. Right. We just spent the last 8 minutes talking about bitches ain't shit. But hoes and tricks. I'm like, because it was.
Which isn't an off statement.
No, I mean, but see.
I don't understand how the fuck you need to borrow money all the time for gas or whatever the case may be, but you in a club every week or every other week. Mind you, you had these fucking kids wearing Skechers and Baby Fat. Meanwhile, you wearing Michael Kors and True Religion shit. Why the fuck is this money not puddling down to your fucking children? If I had any kids, I would be looking like a fucking homeless woman before my kids look like homeless fucking children. Saying the single moms that live at home with their parents that seem to go out all the time. and always talking to shit about how they baby father not shit. You ain't shit either. Y'all both just ain't shit together.
Don't you turn away, goddammit. It's going to be a good one. Keep your ear to the podcast. Don't bitch up.
Talking to shit about how they baby father not shit. You ain't shit either. Y'all both just ain't shit together. Because you got your old-ass mom watching this badass little kid, this stank-ass breath. You talking all this shit about how he ain't never did shit for your baby. He ain't never been there. You probably ain't never let him be there, for one. Y'all always make it seem like shit is so tough for you when you know you the one talking about no. Since you ain't been there all this time, why don't you still not be here? You fucking shit up for your child.
And we gonna talk about it because you know I got the motherfucking answers and shit, right? Well, since we talking about bitches, thoughts, holes, all that shit, right? I'm gonna use some evidence, some things. Fuck it, let's just get to it.
To my channel.
Hey.
Okay, before we even get started, I just want to go ahead and put this disclaimer out there. This is your trigger alert. This video is going to be about men, okay? I'm just going to put that out there. So if you are of the male gender watching this video, you're very much welcome to, but you have been told that we will be discussing the male gender. So if you're a very sensitive individual, or if you're prone to getting your feelings, or prone to, you know, pull the defensive card and say that the same of everything I mentioned could be said about women too, hold your horses, grab your nipples. This video is not for you, okay?
This is what we talking about, huh, man?
You mess with this kind of girl and that kind of girl, that shit exotic. That shit look a lot different than the shit you see in the neighborhood all the time. That shit look like it came off a boat. That's 50 Cent. What do you ladies think about him? Capping, actually, you know, having a liking to women are perceived as more.
You can go and go first if you like.
He just has such fuckboy tendencies. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
He's just like, when I read that, I was like, really? You would say that because you don't want anyone to challenge you or talk to you. You want somebody to sit over there and be a pretty little dog that you can just pay, right? Can't handle a black woman, can you?
All right, that's the statement, that's the claim. Well, we gonna break it down here on the Wingman Chronicles podcast and shit. Let's don't fuck around with it. Let's do it expeditiously.
My money makes money.
Facts.
Don't you hate when you date a broke-ass person? Now, females, some of the things I'm going to say, I don't think you're going to like, but nevertheless, I'm going to be real with you. Now, a guy, when he takes a girl out, if he's a gentleman, he knows, and he has male chivalry, he knows that he's going to pay for a couple of dates. But some women want every date for the man to pay for it. I don't agree with that. Now, I don't have a set date in my mind, but if you want to spend time with that man, you like that man, and you're not using that man, then you should pay for some of these dinners and outings and events. Because I've been in some situations before I met the love of my life where I was paying for every fucking date, excuse my English. And I didn't think it was fair, so I'm like, hey, you know, you keep asking to go out, here's a sixth or seventh date, and I'm still paying. So I had to quite frankly ask her, I said, when are you going to pay for a date? And I wasn't trying to be rude. I wanted to know, being real with you, wanted to know. She's like, well, you're the man. I said, but you have a job, okay? I have bills, I have a car, I have a condo, I have things that I need to be taken care of. So do you. Why am I spending all my money? We both want to spend time together, don't we? When are you going to show that you like me? Oh, that you're spending time with me. Okay, well, I'm not going to be able to go out with you until you show me it's just as much I like you that you like me. Oh, it's all about money. No, it's all about sharing, because evidently you're not sharing your money to take me out, so I no longer need to share my money to take you out. And I understand that some of you may not agree with that, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Bruh, she tried to play you like a goddamn sucker. Milk you dry. She don't even really like you like that. That's the thing, ladies, but you want to reap the benefits, and they call that man a trick, a sucker, a bitch, all that. But who really is the bitch?
Yes, I'm too smart to get dick, or so the case may be. That's how the whole felt when she found out that she couldn't blame me. I know the game and I know it rather swell too. Rubbing up on my dick and give me hints that you're in it. Still thinking French and kiss my lips, here rub my hips, and he'll take a sip. A Hennessy hit the hood, a pass out, and I'll take the grip. Hell no, monkey mouth trick, you stupid hoe. You must be a fool if you're thinking that I don't know. But no, you broke ass hoes, if you wanna come up shaking that money maker. But I break it cause the bitch is a faker. Or maybe she just don't know the formula of how to get rich quick without making happy dick. That's all the bitch know is how to be a mega hoe. I guess it just goes to show that she's too ignorant to know that I won't be plain or gay or dapper. When I ain't perfect, I whip the dick out now and then and let them slurp it. But I'm careful being aware of the bitches that's torture niggas on purpose cause they think they deserve it. Yeah, that's some cold shit. My experience, I've learned you that if a nigga ain't trying to smoke you up, he's trying to burn you. So trust me, no.
Facts. Who's broke? The niggas or the females? Who's more broke? I say the women. I say the females. Y'all fronting. Y'all fucking broke as fuck. Let's keep it a buck.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's cheap to me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Say I got a woman.
You got a woman.
Way over town.
Over town.
That's cheap to me.
That bitch is cheap.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
She has no money.
Has no money.
To give to me.
No.
When she makes me a sandwich. The bitch has no cheese.
No cheese.
Say I got a woman. Way over town. That's cheap to me. Oh yeah.
See, it's this facade, right? And women use it amongst themselves to put themselves on a pedestal, a pedestal, right? Amongst they goddamn selves, which is insanity. But we're going to take advantage of it. Because the end of the day, pussy is going to get fucked. Let me learn you niggas something real motherfucking quick. Let's get it.
So a lot of chicks got expectations for us men as far as what we should drive, what we should wear, what type of jobs we should have, etc., what we should be able to provide. I'm just here to say that these are expectations of a broke-ass woman. A woman is no good, women that really aren't shit, and the women is dependent, not independent women. Most men should seek, all men should seek, excuse me, an independent woman.
Facts.
A woman that has her own money, her own values, her own shit, etc. You know, I understand if a woman comes to you and she tells you, you know, that she wants you to have at least what she has so that way you guys are on the same level. I can respect that. But 85 to 90% of these chicks, these broads, these broke-ass broads out here are requesting and asking us men to have nice cars, nice houses, be able to provide this for them, do this and do that for them. But let's turn the table a little bit. These chicks can't provide shit for us because they broke. They roommating with their friends. They got 89 Toyota Tercels and buckets and shit and driving 1996 Corollas. You feel what I'm saying? But they want us to be in the Benzes, the Lacs, the Mercedes, the nice exotic cars to pick them up to make them look good. They want us to get their hair and their nails done because shit, they can't even afford how they want to look, but they want us to keep up
facts.
Their priorities. They want us to keep up what they feel is their needs and their necessities. That.
And what happens when you can't keep her up? She's going to recruit a couple of more niggas to fill in the spot and call you an ain't shit broke ass nigga.
Is a prime example of a broke ass broad, okay? And that's what we got to stay away from. Us men got to stop conforming to what these broke ass broads want and start paying attention to what these women want, women that are on the same level as we are and have the same things that we have, period, point blank. How is it that half you chicks don't have a fucking car? You're always in your friend's car. You're always on a passenger side. Because when we pull up and we in our nice cars, we see you sitting on the passenger side. That's how I see you so close to the driver. I don't even try to talk to the passenger. I try to talk to the driver because the passenger's the one that always want me to pick her ass up.
Facts.
Always want me to take her somewhere. Shit, come pick me up for once.
Facts.
Come take me out for once. I get tired of driving every damn day.
Ooh.
But again, us men, some of us are so weak to where we fall and we play with these broke ass broads. I'm not doing it. We shouldn't do it. And you brothers need to pay attention and leave these broads exactly where they at. in their fucking 89 Tercels and 96 Corollas, whatever the hell they driving. Leave their ass exactly where they at. And don't pick their ass up. Don't buy them shit. Let their hair be nappy. And let everybody see them for exactly who they are. So hopefully they can step their game up and get a worthy job, get a worthy income, get a worthy place to live. So that way they can stop requesting and asking us to give them what they can't even provide themselves. Facts. You know what I'm saying? I talked to a chick who told me that she don't have a car and that her man has to at least have a car because she doesn't have a car. And in the back of my mind, I'm looking at you like, why your man gotta have a car? Shit, both y'all motherfuckers should be walking together. Facts. Why you gotta demand him to come pick you up when you can't do shit for him? Facts. If I was him, I'd leave ass exactly where you at. In your apartment, pull up, give you some dick every once in a while, and let your ass get a ride with whoever you need to get a ride with. I'm not providing for a woman that cannot provide for me, period, point blank.
Oh, but we not done. We nowhere near motherfucking done and shit, right? What else they say about us niggas? We always lying and shit, right? All right. Let's ask a real question. What's your fuck number? How many niggas you been fucking? Right? They say niggas tell lies. Oh, let's listen. We about to have the pleasure to listen to old bitches, right? And these old bitches, they in their 40s, right? Talking about 30 people they done fucked is too much. Niggas, you ain't a real nigga if you only fucked 30 bitches out your whole lifetime. Let's listen to the hypocrisy.
So what is a lie?
In a lifetime?
What is a lie?
In a lifetime, right. When you're single.
Yeah, when you're single. Okay, that makes the biggest difference.
That's the excuse. When you single, they already try to say, oh, when I'm in a relationship. Come on now. Motherfuckers be cheating this shit. Look at Jada. All right.
Friends, I think people that are in long-term relationships, you end up having sex with the same person. So I've had a lot of sex. It just was with...
That's a lie. That's some bullshit.
That makes the biggest difference. I think people that are in long-term relationships, you end up having sex with the same person. So I've had a lot of sex. It just was with the same person.
But right? I don't hate on people who have a healthy sexual relationship as long as it's safe and responsible.
Yeah, I don't hate really on don't it. Hate. I just, me and my vagina.
We already knew. Whole girl right here do a lot of fucking. Ain't this Jeezy's girlfriend? I see why. She kept it real and shit. Now, the other three sisters is kicking that bullshit. But let's listen to Thickums. We know big girls do a lot of fucking and have major amnesia from the face down, ass up pounding.
China can't do it, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure.
Like, I don't hate on it, because, girl, I can sit with my friends and I want to hear all this. I'd be like, and then you did what? And then what that? But I just always have...
You do it too, bitch. Don't be like, look, I hate that. When women be like, oh, that's her. Oh, she the hoe. You do the same thing too, bitch.
Boyfriend.
Yes.
And then I even would go back and do it to other people that I already did it to so that I wouldn't add another finger.
Okay, so.
Oh, interesting. Boomerang dick. You say, you know what? If I'm horny, I'm going to call somebody I've previously, some good dick on your list. That's good. Men need to hear that. You hear that, niggas? If you on that list, you might get that call back. That application for that pussy might be pending.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, no, I was real strict about my finger. Yeah, yeah! She feels me in the pink. Yes, girl.
Oh my god!
Yeah, when I broke up...
Explain
when I broke up with Rob, yeah. I went back to the guy I had dated
yeah.
before.
Well, you had a...
Went back. Damn. Word on the street was, when these bitches break up with you, they move forward with the new nigga. Damn. She went back. Hypocrisy.
To me, that doesn't matter. It's the number of times.
Come on, big girl. I know you got your goddamn Red Rooster hot sauce in your goddamn purse. Come on, explain it. Big girls do a lot of fucking. When they say that they ain't doing no fucking, don't you believe it.
You've had sex.
No. Oh, girl,
we
don't have any fingers.
But that's what I'm saying. What's the difference? I mean, I know it's a different person, but if you're doing it the same amount of times, isn't it? Is it the same?
No.
No, it's not the same, bitch. What's your fuck number? 2030 and shit? Come on now. What's your fuck number? And they're going to say, oh, men doing a lot of the fucking. Well, yeah, men fucking these bitches. We fucking the women. So that means the women doing fucking too. What's your fuck number? Stop doing the Jada Pinkett, oh, an entanglement and shit. What's your fuck number?
We're counting partners.
No, I'm counting a person.
Yeah,
partners.
How many
different
penises?
What number are you at?
What are you at?
Facts. Come on, facts. Facts. What's that number?
Okay,
to
her conversation, I done lost track. Now,
you get what I'm saying,
Lonnie? Bitch, you done lost track because you said, you know,
I know what she's doing. She's diverting us.
She's diverting.
No, I'm not diverting.
Do you think 30 is a lot?
In a lifetime? I'm talking about in a lifetime.
Do you guys think 30 is a lot of men to have slept with? The men are laughing.
Men are laughing because nigga looking at like look at these bitches. That's why men are laughing at your goddamn arena, your form and shit. Men are like, bitch, he looking at the bitch that says 30, like shh, 30,000. Come on now.
So hard right now.
And we ain't talking about them free dicks you been sucking either and shit. We ain't talking about those, goddamn it. Because
men don't go through this. Men don't even count half the time.
See? Being hypocritical. See? See, Bickham's up here being hypocritical. Throw it all, put it all on the man and shit, right? Put it all on the man. Nigga did put that dick in your mouth, but nigga ain't forced you to suck that dick and shit like that. You did it because you want to do it. Always put it on the man. Take some responsibility. Us niggas, we take responsibility when it come down to fucking shit.
That's true. To me, it seems like a lot, but when you say
a
two
lifetime.
Men, a year.
A lifetime.
And Lonnie,
what bitches is fucking 2 men a year? Help me out. Help me out. What bitches is fucking 2 men a year? Right? Oh, I get it. You count that as a relationship. We ain't talking about that. We talking about that freelance pussy. You know, that freelance pussy that you done gave up, right? To the freelance dicks and shit. I asked you a question. How many dicks have you fucked?
60. Say if you 60.
Okay.
Okay? And say you had a good year.
60,000. Uh-oh. She's talking about that good year.
Well, it was like your premier year.
Okay, what do you consider a premier year?
10,000. I got my Dragon Ball counter. 10,000. Try to outdo TT Boy and shit, Alexis to steal and shit.
How many men in that year?
Maybe he's going through something and it made it, you know what I'm saying?
But you see?
I bet you was going through something. Probably broke on your luck. And you said, you know what? I'm about to trade off some of this pussy, right? For real. I got this phone bill and shit, that car registration, and little Jimmy, it's about to be school year. So you already know she need a little bit, right? So she's like, fuck it, right? Come on now. Stop it.
The fact that you have to make excuses for it puts
exactly.
out there that there is a stigma against people who have a lot of sex partners.
Well, I don't think I'm making an excuse for it. What I'm trying to do is say
No, nigga, you know exactly what the fuck we talking about and shit. These are the Asian girl that Jeezy woman keeping it real. That's why niggas looking over there like, you know what?
Well, like, you gotta understand, I'm an engineer, so I deal with numbers. I'm saying, you look at the lifetime of a person, look at how...
Bitch, what's your fuck number?
...many years, look how many days in years, 365 days, and then...
Bitch, what's your fuck number?
And what if you break up with somebody, you have 3 people in a year...
Bitch, what's your fuck number?
That's 3 right there. So then you multiply that by 10. There go your 30.
Bitch, what's your fuck number?
Right there. There you go.
Oh yeah. This woman broke it down for me like that. And I was like, that is a lot.
If y'all give me some more alcohol, it'll really be on and popping.
And the truth will come out when you motherfucking drunk. 60,000. I bet you. See, these bitches be lying. They get on us niggas all the time, but these bitches be lying, right? right? Let's get back all these hoes and motherfucking money and bitches. Straight lying, right? To my ladies that's listening, you already know, shake that shit off, laugh like it ain't you and shit, right? We're going to talk about Instagram and how women are getting paid, right? We're going to talk about the $40, that rule. It's not made by us men. It's made by you women and the hypocrisy in that. All right? All right, let's get it. But again, right? Real man can't handle no black woman, right? you know who got game? Or black women? White men, right? We're going to learn something or we burn something today. We're going to talk about that Instagram shit. And we're going to talk about booking. Now, you might say that you a model, but if that motherfucking price is right, you going to suck some dick with a rubber and let that dude fuck, right? Right. Now, let's break it down. We got a sister. She's a IG model. And you know, IG models, you ain't got to have no past work experience history at all and shit, right? Gets you the bag and listen.
When it comes to your bookings, strangest booking request you've received so far?
To spend time with them, to go on a date and spend time with them and show them a good time, and they'll give me $10,000.
All right, all right. I got to break it down two ways, Tyrone. Where are the sugar mamas at that is doing the reciprocal of this, that just want to go out and will pay a nigga $10,000? Them bitches extinct like the dodo bird. Right? 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 Some dyke bitch done scooped her up and be fucking her with a dildo strap on every night for that $10,000. Right? Right? Notice, she's talking to a white guy. Attractive sister. Right? Booking. Right? You a model. You say you a model and you stripping, you hoeing. I'm sorry. Right? All that you see, you think you're doing tasteful model? That's bullshit. You stripping. I know what goes on at the Barbary Coast. Right? Right? The $40 goes on at the Barbary Coast. Now, bitches, some bitches is dirt rocks. Some have a little class with them and shit. I done met some and shit. Right? Right? But you got the same pussy. And we talk about blue book value, goddammit, right? $10,000 just to go on a goddamn date. What fucking black man is gonna do that shit? That's what we talking about. You see, we can't do that. So y'all go ahead and go get you a white guy. That's a white guy. Iranian guy. Arab and shit, he go shit on your chest, all that shit. All I'm trying to do is bust a goddamn nut in your face and probably fuck your asshole real good and shit, right? But no, I can't do that. I can $10,000, fuck no. Hell no. And what you gonna call me, a broke ass nigga, right? Let's unveil the hypocrisy.
$10,000. That's why I say a certain booking info. It's not really bookings. It's
certain booking info. It's not really booking. But you say you're going on a date. Now, we ain't got to be retarded dumb to know what's going on. Backpage, Craigslist, right? Right? This is an escort, right? Right? For real. Adult friend finder, right? Women are coming up right now in the cyber world. They're hooking up. They are fucking, and don't think that she ain't doing that shit, nigga. She'll be right up under your nose. You think she the most innocent little thing that don't do nothing bad, nigga. You will be fucking surprised how she get the income. Cause the income is coming in her fucking stomach, right? Let's keep it real.
Bookings.
Do you think that's true? Do you think it's somebody really has $10,000 for you to spend time with them.
Now, exactly. I said the same fucking thing and shit. White guy ain't stupid and shit, right? What black man? We ain't talking about ball player. Average black man. So that puts her in a whole little league of what the fuck she want, right? Right? Of what the fuck she wants. She's like, all right, nigga, if you can't do this. So, ladies, you can't get mad at 50 Cent when he say, well, you know what? I want some exotic shit because you getting some exotic shit. Ain't no nigga paying motherfucking 10 fucking racks and shit. That's bail money. Ain't no nigga paying the fuck off for a good goddamn time. This ain't pussy Disneyland. That's some bullshit.
What do you think?
I mean, what?
To be honest, it's not like I've only gotten one. Like, guys sliding your DM with a lot of propositions.
Nigga, and we ain't talking about motherfucking direct message Instagram, no, nigga. Nigga, like, we know what we talking about, mohoing and knowing.
Had people just put thousands of dollars in my PayPal account just because I had it listed on my actual IG at one point.
Oh.
Never met.
Did you accumulate thousands of dollars by having that on there? Because niggas will donate to see some booty cheeks shaking and shit like that. But we talking about, you see how she made that story bigger than life? We talking about $10,000 deposit. It wasn't from no fucking brother, because a brother would have said, nigga, that's some pussy you can fucking keep.
Never saw him. Just, hey, here's a gift. I see. Actually, the strangest thing was,
listen how she got the gift. She said, oh, it was a gift. Listen, I'm going to break it down.
When I first separated from my ex,
oh,
people paid attention to my storyline that much to
know. Yep, and you put it out there that, you know, you was out there single, and a nigga threw out some money like, hey, you know, shit, I've been watching you for a minute. You broke up with your nigga. I donate a little bit and shit, right? In aspects of getting some pussy in the future and shit. I'll help you out. I'll pay your telephone bills. So that's what this shit is, right? Niggas can't do that. Niggas cannot do that.
Notice that, hey, I noticed that you took your dude off your page and you're working at Blue Flame now. So
He's smart. He see you struggling and shit, right? He on point with his game and shit.
Oh, you guys must be broke up. Here's a gift to help you transition with you and your kids. Mm. No lie.
You and your kids. No lie. That is a lie. Let's keep that shit a buck.
Sounds innocent.
She ain't even looking directly in the goddamn camera. Fuckery.
You got hoes. Now look, bro, these hoes on Instagram, they say that these hoes on Instagram be way worse than porn stars, bro. Or just people in the porn industry, all that stuff. They said that these Instagram girls are the most trifling, most wildest shorties on all platforms. Now, I'm not sure if this is true on all platforms. I really do not know. But they say that these girls on porn the girls on Instagram be the most thottiest ones. Those the ones that be charging, like, probably those ones. I mean, everybody got OnlyFans now, but those be the girls on freaking, bro, who will get flued out for, like, my nigga, for two nights, not even two nights, a night in a motel, just a link with somebody, bro, like, bro,
and have random sex. But ladies, you don't know your fuck number. Let's talk about this equation of the fuck number. This is the dick that you just not counting. Stop doing the COVID-19 patients and shit. You ain't counting the people that's been tested. You got to put them variables in this goddamn equation now.
And bro, what I realized is this though too. Instagram thoughts, bro. It's all, like I said, we all know it's an agenda with Instagram to, you know, obviously to make you beat your meat and all that other stuff if you a guy or, you know.
Instagram, god damn, it's designed to make you beat your motherfucking meat. Did you hear that shit, Tyrone? Beat your fucking meat. It's Pussy Vegas. Designed
to distract you. Like me, I stopped following all Instagram. I stopped following all Instagram idols, all Instagram girl. Like, I only follow people I know on Instagram. And when I go to my suggested list or when I go to the explore page, and I'll go over there, I'll see models, Instagram girls who be in their bikinis, and I'll be like, bro, can you move on? Like, I don't want to see this. So then I'll go to the three little bars and I'll press not interested in this type of, you know, content. And then I'll refresh it, and then I'll refresh it, and then I'll do it again, and it's the same thing. And then I'm like, bro.
It's a platform that women know they could get paid and do whole shit. They winning, we losing, niggas. So who got all the money? White dudes got all the money. Ball players. To us regular niggas, we don't make enough. A white dude could do this shit right here.
Excuse me, miss. You know what? I'm new to the area here, but I'm here on behalf of some customers that are looking to recruit new photo models to do this log cabin project that we've got going on there. You know, we want some girls with some bearskin rugs and really showing off the kind of nature wilderness thing of the area. And, you know, I don't want to take up any of your time because I'm sure you got places to go, but I'm wondering if you might be interested in possibly doing a little catalog modeling for us. Did you ever do modeling or anything like that?
No, I'm a stripper.
Oh, you're a stripper?
Yes.
Oh, like you take your clothes off for a living?
Yes.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, oh, man, what kind of moves do you got? I mean, can you dance?
Yes.
Do you mind showing me? Because, I mean, maybe we could use that in the catalog.
Not more. I do just for the money.
Oh, well, I'm not expecting a free show or anything like that out of you. But, tell you what.
You do it for the money. And that's why the ladies call us broke niggas. Because we can't do what he just did right there. Throughout 10,000. No, it's not going to happen, Captain. We're going to get into paying for pussy. And the $40. Y'all ready for the
$40? $40? Fuck out of here. $40? Who the fuck you think I am? $40?
No. It was the levels of disrespect, as far as I was concerned. You know, it was just so demeaning, the statement and the whole arrogance of it all. I mean, you came from a black woman. Don't ever forget that.
The bald part is what takes me down.
I mean, that's what I don't like. Everyone has a preference. You might like a tall, slim, you know. I love six-pack and smiles.
Ladies, you're lying. You know you like a white and rich. Man, it's even happening in Africa. This bullshit.
Topic about African women are asking for too much money, right?
Yeah.
And they're very entitled. But I was listening to you do another video, and you're talking about guys are just tired of dating broke chicks. Now this is gonna be interesting because a lot of guys in America are feeling the same way,
right?
But is this more amplified? You believe? I know you've never been to America, but do you feel that in Africa this is something that a lot of brothers are talking about?
Of course, like it's something very serious. I mean, since before colonization. No.
God damn! Did you hear that shit? Right? Even before colonization. Nigga, you just woke up like Rip Van Winkle. God damn.
Guy in Africa wanted to date a woman who couldn't do anything for them.
Oh. Okay.
Girls these days, most girls these days just want to sit home, you know, change the TV channel, do some Snapchat videos,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. Like, that's that's their role in the family, you know.
Doing Snapchat, yeah. Let me ask you this, like, because, you know, and back to the entitlement piece. I mean, I do notice that in Uganda, you come across different chicks, but I'll just typically name three. Mm. If you hang around, like, you know, Kololo. You know, I'm hearing Bukoto, Tinda, Luboa. You come across, and then, you know, your Illusions Clubs and, you know, what's the other one? Governor. There's the professional African woman who at least looks like, if I were to drop her in America, I couldn't tell if she was, you know, like, she looks like high class, professional. Okay, I can tell, because even in downtown, that's the first kind. The second is, there's a chick that absolutely looks very broke. Like, she has on, as you guys would call it, the poverty flip-flops or whatever. Ooh, you can tell she's going through it. Mm-hmm. Then there's a chick who acts like she's broke, but is spending other guys' money all the time. Like, for example, there's a chick that asked me to send her some money for some pizza yesterday. But then I saw her ask another dude on WhatsApp, like, somebody please send me pizza and ice cream. And then somebody sends it to her. Like, she showed this.
That shit's called begging. And bitches beg universal. Fellas. God damn. It had even spread it to the motherland. This bullshit. Man, I'm sorry. Let's get to the fucking $40 and shit.
$40? Fuck out of here. $40? Who the fuck you think I am? No. $40? Fuck you.
Not a franchise. Not a shop caller. Yeah, Sporty D's.
Sporty D's.
Not a.
A pigeon is a girl who be walking by. My ripped up blue, brand new sparkling five. Her feet hurt, so you know she want to ride. But she front like she can't say hi. What? Uh-oh.
Y'all chicks ain't getting out of.
Uh-oh.
You're worth the Ramada.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, your friend looks hotter.
Uh-oh.
Game is something we got a lot of. Uh-oh.
I don't want no pigeon. Them be them girls who gets no dubs from me. Playing the bar dumb broke where the best friends go. Trying to holler at me. I don't want no pigeon. Them be them girls who gets no dubs from me. Playing the bar dumb broke where the best friends go. Trying to holler at me.
In front of the club, I see this girl like your love. Thought she said thug, but she called me a scrub. Scrub? What? She must have sucked me a joke. Broke pigeon head freak. Lucky I spoke. This ain't my Benz, this my man's, yeah. But this ain't my car, like that ain't your hair.
Uh-oh.
Pigeon, take them fake jewels off.
Uh-oh.
Pigeon, take your friend's shoes off.
Uh-oh.
Pigeon, go ahead with that crazy shit. That make me sick, go home and fucking babysit. My big dog gon' love this. Can Kirk get a brush and scrub this.
Uh-oh.
Y'all chicks ain't getting out of.
Uh-oh.
Yo, ain't worth the Ramada.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, your friend looks hotter.
Uh-oh.
Game is something we got a lot of.
Now, I know this got some of you birds angry, right? don't get mad at me. You know? Donate to the foundation, though. With your bird ass.
I really want to know how they came up with this number.
Yay!
And we're going to go on to get right to the shits.
Let's get it.
A topic that I feel like, I've been a minority in this topic, and I feel like it's a topic that we got to dive into, and it deals with paying for pussy. Just paying the whole idea of me and paying women for their time, sex, and all that, all those things. I got a lot of theories. I'm going to let you jump it off. But I got a lot of theories and thoughts about that whole aspect of paying for pussy, paying for time, pleasure, or whatever. And it always been in the man's corner that's actually, well, women on the receiving end of that cash. And, you know, why is it like that? Is it tradition? Is it is it men not sticking up for themselves? Is it women? You know, what are your thoughts on the actual paying for pussy and this whole $40 standard or whatever? What are your thoughts on that?
You know what, when it comes to that, I'm still trying to figure out, we need to figure out where the $40 came from. Niggas been paying for pussy all their damn life. You know, I'm just trying to figure out where y'all decide that $40 was, you know what I'm saying, the limit.
I'm gonna break it down. We didn't decide shit. Y'all decide.
You know what I'm saying? So, what were we saying, like, $40, you $40 bitches is fucking the rest of these bitches up. Because there was bitches out here that had niggas buying condos, paying for cars.
Fuck them bitches. Straight up, fuck them bitches. Fuck them bitches. We're in a recession.
Paying rent, you know, cell phone bills. What the fuck is we going to do it for?
Cell phone bill. Cell phone bill close to motherfucking $40. Watch her be discriminatory to the two dubs.
$40. You know, and it's like, women do, they hold they shit on a pedestal. And from what I heard in the street.
Oh, really?
Some of y'all should.
But what about dick? Why dick ain't in high regard? It's like pussy on a high ass pedestal. But what about dick? Right? I got a dick. I love my dick. You know, and you should love your dick too. Right? But I see that the playing field is very uneven.
You know, so they worth more than $40 because they.
How do you know that? You're not fucking that pussy. You don't know that that pussy could be shot, wrinkled up labia, shot cock and shit. It might be devalued, damaged goods and shit. This broad might be on fucking Pornhub, goddamn webcam, drilling her shit out with the bumpy dildo and shit, boring her shit out like the goddamn Metro Subway, Crenshaw Line and shit, up underground, boring all that shit, you know what I'm saying? And then it's all hollowed earth, and then it's like, here, you have it. Shit, when you get a car right now, that blue book value of that pussy is $40.
Rep shows that they worth more than $40. You shouldn't have a rep, but...
No, that is... Oh, girl, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. But y'all rub on the old man knee, got the sugar daddy and shit. Say you're not fucking the sugar daddy, but we know the sugar daddy is fucking. You doing something? Goddamn. You doing something? See, fellas, they don't want you to know what really goes on. All bitches accepts the $40.
Your rep says $40 is not what you deserve.
Yeah.
But if our
Stop it. You go to the supermarket and your canned item got a dent in it. It is discounted. Damaged goods. Still good. You know, it's some refried beans. You still could take them and make some tacos and shit, right? Right? But no, $40 is the standard that these hoes set up. And we're going to talk about it on the Wingman Chronicles. And now, let's listen to a bitch front. First things first, niggas, put on your real nigga goggles, right? And you're listening. You'll listen to ears on, listen to the song that's in the background and shit as she discusses the
$40. $40? Fuck out of here. $40? Who the fuck you think I am? Mm-hmm. $40? Fuck you.
Fellas, we all heard this. And she will be the same female that have nut in her goddamn hair. For them
$40. $40? What the fuck you supposed to do with that?
You already know what you gonna do and shit. You gonna have me come over, give you $40. Another nigga gonna come over. Another nigga gonna come over. Another nigga gonna come over. And we all gonna be contributing to the donation and shit. And you gonna keep us in rotation. See, that's the education. $40 I got two dubs.
40 fucking dollars, 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 dollars. I got two doves. I got two doves. I got two doves. 40 fucking dollars, 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 dollars. Ain't no cold stitches, get religious. This shit learned from old bitches. In they damn purse, what came first? Chicken or the fucking egg? Bend down, get the head. Monopoly money ain't funny, be laughing at your asses. 40 fucking dollars, dollars. She wants you to contribute. She wants you to fucking donate. Bring something up in the crib. Help out where she fucking live. It's 40 fucking dollars, 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 dollars. Like a nigga supposed to trick off a fucking million fucking dollars, 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 dollars. When it's just someone, some month and bleeding coochie. She tryna do me. I can't come. This shit fool me. Halloween for a trick. She'll blow a damn night stick. Bob, like dynamite, fuck, yeah, stick. She mixed in with that spit. Spoon in that, deathly quick. Shoot her off her breast and move over to the next. Kindly crying. Her head game vibrant, vibrant, tyrant. Have a nigga silent with his eyes bent. 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40. Dollar.
$40? Fuck out of here.
Now let's keep it real, fellas. For that 40 fucking dollars, here's the conversation, huh? Let's listen.
I'm at work, you know, hey, you know, can y'all need a favor? I'm like, all right, well, you know, what's the favor? She said, you know, I'm humbling myself and, you know, I need, you know, $400. I'm like, oh, all right, cool, you know, what the fuck, when you need it? She was like, I need it Friday. I think we're going to say it was Friday. She said she needed it Friday. I'm like, well, fuck, I'm at work. She's like, what time you getting off? I'm like, I don't know. She was like, what you doing tomorrow? I'm like, I'm going to work. You know what I'm saying? She was like, so.
Persisted for that 40 fucking dollars, 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 dollars.
I'm like, unless you could beat me to my job, like, meet me, go there before I go there. Because once I start working, I'm really not going to fucking stop. I don't have time to stop doing my motherfucking job to come outside, because no, ain't no breaks, you know what I'm saying? You get it in there, you know what I'm saying? You get it in. So ain't no real break. So fuck, I'm like, you know, if you can beat me to my job, come get it then, cool. I ain't doing no tripping. She was like, I'll pay you back Saturday. I think it was Tuesday, some shit like that. It was, paying back was discussed. We gonna say it was, I think, I'm probably got the days fucked up, but it probably be Tuesday, and she needed it Thursday, and she was gonna pay me Friday, some shit like that. But paying back was, you know, was on its on the menu. But anyway, so cool. So, long story short, I know the shit was due Friday, and I never could get to her, cause Thursday I went to work and it was the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Thursday I had to go to work, and that was a Friday I worked. So cool, Friday I worked too. So nigga hit me Saturday like, oh, you know, you still gonna let me use the money? I'm like, well, shit, nigga, the day that you needed it has passed. So whatever the fuck you needed it for, you should be done, cause fuck, the day has already passed. That's my whole thing. Fuck, I thought you figured it out. Got your own friend.
$40. Fuck out of here. $40. Who the fuck you think I am?
Fuck, I thought you figured it out, got your own friend, which made sense to me, but no, whatever. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, I'll come swing tonight, you know, if you need it, cool. Because I did say, you know, I'm a man of my word. I did say I was going to, you know, let you use it or whatever, and you were going to pay me back. So, all right, cool. I pull up to the house, get to the house. you know, she come outside, hey, you know, hey, how you doing? We running, and she was like, you know, why this our first time really chilling? And I'm like, nigga, we ain't chilling now. I'm like, I'm only here because I get, because you needed the bread. I'm like, I kind of got somewhere else to go, but, you know, whatever. So we just end up sitting, you know, talking, running and shit. Yeah, because blah, 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 I'm about to move this and blah, 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 that. I'm like, all right, cool. So
all them fucking excuses and shit, right?
$40. Fuck
out of here. Talking, running and shit, yeah, because blah, 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 I'm about to move this and blah, 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 that. I'm like, all right, cool. So I rarely carry cash, so I wound up having, I had $40. I had the 40. Cool. I had the 40. I put it in the fucking cup holder.
$40. Fuck out of here.
I don't know. All right, you and I, thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate it. I'ma pay you back. All right, cool, gotcha. So, you know, I'm really ready to push out. She grabbed the bread, cool. So, you know, she was like, come on, come give me a hug. I give her a hug, boom. Now, we in the car. We've never left out the car. I give her a hug, boom. But she go to feel it on me, grab on my dick. She was like, oh, okay. Oh, well, I'm doing something to you, huh? Like, well, if you reach down for my dick, he's going to get up. That's his fucking job. So anyway, so she hit me. She wound up pulling the boy out, playing with it. Like that, no, she done started playing with herself, and fuck, we went to fucking. So I always have rubbers in my car. So fuck, it is what it is. So cool, we go to fucking. So cool, we done fucked, you know, shit was cool, you know, for as much as car sex can be cool, let's be clear on that. For as much as car sex could go, it was good, you know, so, nigga left, that's so cool. Push on out, I smashed out, she, you know, let me know when you get home. Like, all right, well, I'm not going home, but I'm like, I'll let you know when I get where I'm going. So cool, I hit her, you know, hey, you know, I'm here. Oh, all right, yeah, that's what's up this down the third. So that was Saturday. So Saturday comes, Sunday come, I'm back working. So I'm really not really like worried about all that. So I know I was supposed to get paid back within that time frame. I'll figure out.
But bro, she gave you some pussy. You paid for the pussy. Bro, you paid for the pussy. I know you're not oblivious to that.
It was all Friday. Fuck, I could just scoop up my bread Friday with it.
I'm gonna double down. I bet my motherfucking work check, my stimulus shit, that this bitch ain't didn't pay this nigga back that $40 fucking dollars. Cause this is what the $40 originate from.
Yeah. Cool. So Friday come, nigga no hit back. Me personally, I'm not a nigga. I'm not gonna harass you about no bread that you owe me because you owe me. But again, it was $40, so I wasn't really tripping on it because it was $40, but at the same time, that was my fucking money. So anyway, cool. Now, at this point, I didn't even have Cash App. I'm not a Cash App nigga. I don't know how she knew, but when I downloaded Cash App, instantly, nigga sent me a fucking Cash App request for $40. And I thought I was tripping because I just had downloaded the app, and next thing you know, I got a fucking request from her for $40. First up, I didn't even know Cash App put my business out like that. But anyway, fuck it. So cool, we rolling. So she texts me. She inboxed me on Facebook saying that she needed some money, her phone about to get cut off, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, first off, your phone being cut off ain't got nothing to do with me because we talk on Facebook.
Yeah.
Nah, so if you got the internet, we can still talk. Hey, nigga, you ain't never paid me back for the first $40, let alone for you to be coming back talking about borrowing some more motherfucking money. Nigga said, no, I paid you back for that. I'm like, when did you pay me back? She was like, no, I paid you back. You don't remember? Fuck no, I don't remember. I will remember if nigga gave me money back. I know everybody that owe me money. It's a whole bunch of you motherfuckers still out there. But I ain't worried about collecting. Cool. So nigga was like, no, you don't remember? I'm like, no, I don't, because this didn't fucking happen. She was like, so you don't remember me getting, when you took the money? And then, you know. I know what? I'm like, you know. I'm like, I know what? Nigga, I know you never gave me my fucking money back. Nigga said, no. You don't remember we we did in the car? I'm like, yeah, we fucked. She was like, yeah. You know, stop acting crazy. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean stop acting crazy? Nigga, I gave you $40. We fucked. You were supposed to pay me back the next week. And that never happened. She was like, no, I paid you back that same night. I say, when? How? Why? And I'm like, why you sent me this motherfucking $40 request? She was like, you know what they say. I'm like, what the fuck is they? What did they say? She said, well, when you gave me the $40, we did what we did. That was the payment. I know the fuck you lying to me. Wait a minute. So I said, so you charged me $40 to fuck you? She was like, well, I ain't gonna say it like that, but that's what it is.
Sweet love. Girl, you are the one that I dream about, girl. You got that pound cake ring, girl. You got that Sarah Lee. You got that Duncan Hines. Damn you, girl, you so fine to your cutting, girl. I want your loving now, girl. You know, girl, you got that Supreme Pound Cakery. Supreme Cutty Nougat. You got that cakery that hypnotizer, bro.
Or nothing.
$40? Fuck out of here.
Now, this nigga was oblivious to this shit. And I read it like Ray Charles grab a woman by her wrist and can tell her she's a big girl or not. Oh, man, you didn't know, nigga. You didn't know, nigga. Yeah, she let you fucked. She let you fuck, nigga, for
$40. Fuck out of here.
They'll be the same ones saying that shit, talking that shit, and have nut all up in their hair. Man. Yeah. Don't get me pissed like you ran. We staying all damn night up, nigga. Off the U-Bear in the blue cam. My team hotter than Sue ran, nigga. When we up on it, your team you ran. Ghost, be giddy out. I'm from the show, nigga. But doing the most, nigga. H-I, nigga. Eyes lit in a pen and a pad. I'm about to talk S+. Fucking hit, nigga rich. Fat bitch, you jiggly and ticklish. Eat a pussy up, shit, that shit is delicious. And anything, I'm gonna go mix with this. Nigga, ain't no goddamn spam on Swiss. Nigga, I direct hit your shit, no miss. Man, Leaf Crater, I got flavor. Luke Skywalker with the saber. Yo, wig, man, salute this shit right here, we do. Put it to your dome, man. Let your hands fly. Cause MK got that shit. I ain't shy, nigga. I blow a good 1, 2, 3, come. In the house, panties get to dropping, then the hearts get to stopping. Then I'm using these options. YMK rocking. Shit, Santa God gift. Roll a big spliff and a nigga stay high. Lift like Reggie Noble, nigga. I got the shit going in your blue mobile, blowing up like Chernobyl. A radioactive MCs, I break them out, then we subtract them, nigga. Right there where we wick and whack them. Big blunts, I split them in weed, I pack them motherfuckers up. Bro, flojo, rojo, nigga, your toes, bitch, you looking ugly, Toto, nigga, right there, nigga, master of my dojo, hit a nigga so hard his ass is moving slow-mo, yo, MK spitter, real ass nigga, and no bullshitter, man, don't tell her what I do, I get pound cake from my nigga move, come on, 1, 2, three to the four. Salute your wing man, and we gonna explore. Throw your hands up and put it to your dome. Mouth with the blunt, nigga, with the shit I'm on. Nigga, break it down to your damn fucking chromosomes. We can smoke the whole zone. Kids, leave alone, man. Keep reach from children. I'm dangerous. Skulls and crossbones and put foot to your anus, bitch.
Hey, everybody. Dixon back here.
The Wingman Chronicles. All right, y'all, the Wingman Chronicles. Let's listen to Willie D.
Wow.
Candace O is at it again.
Well. Candace Owens has gotten caught with her hand in the cookie jar. What did Candace do to deserve such distinguished mention on the Willie D Live channel? It appears that Candace is being accused of finessing what could be millions of dollars from Republicans, according to a report. One of the writers for Politico noticed that Candace, a conservative activist, has been sending text message solicitations to Republicans. According to the messages, Candace is raising money for herself through an LLC called Candace Owens LLC. The text message reads, "Hi, it's Candace Owens." The Black Lives Matter movement is gaining more power.
Articulate like a motherfucker, but dumb. Haven't we learned from WikiLeaks?
By the day, and we must stop them. Stand with me. The recipient is then directed to a web page that raises money for Candace Owens' company and LLC. The page says, "Paid for by Candace Owens LLC and not authorized by any candidate or candidates' committee." Wow. What's even more crazy is this, fam.
Break it down.
Candace Owens LLC appears to be a for-profit company. That's because, as stated on the website, contributions to Candace Owens LLC are not deductible as charitable contributions.
Whoa, and what are they donating?
Candace. Oh, whoa, sly slum. Why, she's a sly fox, huh? A fox, not foxy. Don't get it twisted. The whole thing looks like a campaign advertisement, fam, but it's not. It's not directing money to a campaign committee, but campaign pockets. Candace pockets. She's figured out a very simple formula for success. Talk down on Black folks and get paid.
Prevent cruelty.
Trump continues to watch his poll numbers sink further and further, both with his approval rating and in his head-to-head matchups against Joe Biden. He understands that both his campaign and his presidency are in total shambles. So at this point, he's a man with nothing left to lose, right? So he has decided to go all in on racism.
What the fuck?
He truly believes that being more racist than any modern president will win him more votes. We saw it on full display on Monday when, out of nowhere, he decided to go ahead and tweet out that Bubba Wallace, NASCAR racer, was lying about the noose that was found in his garage, even though they've released the picture, and that's a noose. No way around it. It wasn't just a regular pull string. It was a frickin' noose. And in the same tweet, he defended the Confederate flag. He said that NASCAR should not have banned the Confederate flag. That's racism. That is 100% full-blown racism, folks. Not to mention the fact the Confederacy, as plenty of others have pointed out, was around for 5 years. And it was treason. That is what the Confederacy was founded upon. It was treason. It was not the United States of America. It was the Confederate States of America. They seceded from the U.S. That's treason. It should not be celebrated in any way, shape, or form. It is not anybody's heritage. It is not anybody's history. It's 5 years. The Big Bang Theory was on the air for twice as long. That doesn't mean it's our heritage. But Trump is defending it because he thinks that's going to help him win. And his staff is furious, both his White House staff and his campaign staff, because they understand this is a stupid strategy and it's a losing strategy. He is not going to win over any new voters with the overt racism. He is not going to attract moderate suburban women to vote for him by saying, hell yeah, let the Confederate flag fly at NASCAR events. They don't care about that. They don't want that. But Trump thinks they do. And of course, he thinks that people are more racist than they actually are. And maybe he's right about that. You know, I think more people in this country hold racist beliefs, whether they know it or not, than they realize. But that doesn't mean it's a majority, and that certainly doesn't mean that people are going to vote based on that. But he is counting on it. He's thinking they will. And this is just the beginning. You know, his defense of the statues as well, the Confederate statues, same thing here. He is trying to double, triple, quadruple down on the racism.
Folks, the storm we're facing today is unlike any we've seen in our lifetimes. More than 130,000 people dead because of the coronavirus. Columbia School, medical school is saying that there'd be, if he had acted several months earlier, just 1 week earlier, there'd be 36,000, I think it was, fewer people dead. He's not changed anything. This pandemic is still raging. It's going up. I just got off an hour and a half phone call with the leaders in the medical community telling me what's about to happen. Unemployment is the worst since it's been since the Great Depression. In the midst of all of it, we're coming face to face with this long overdue reckoning around the deep wound of racial inequality. Emerging from this moment, we need a stronger, safer, more just, more unified nation. Think about what's going on right now. Here we have a president of the United States who's dealing with Putin in a way that he, in fact, is, we've learned overwhelmingly that he is out there not doing a damn thing about the fact that there's overwhelming evidence that Putin has gone and he's paying significant bounties to kill American soldiers in Afghanistan. If my son were still alive after having spent a year in Iraq, I don't know what the hell I would do. How all those parents feel, all you who serve feel. My dad used to have an expression. He said, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about your place in the community. It's about being treated with respect, and it's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay.
The top health official in Tulsa, Oklahoma, says U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign rally there likely helped cause a spike in cases of COVID-19. On Wednesday, the health director for the city and county, Dr. Bruce Dart, was asked by reporters if the Trump event on the 20th of June could be responsible for a surge in case numbers over the past few days.
We've had questions.
Grim statistics, folks. The U.S. set a single-day record for new coronavirus cases. We're now approaching 3 million. That says we're struggling to safely reopen the country, which we've done in some places, and in others, we've had to pull back. We're starting to go back to restaurants and stores, beaches and parks. And now, just a month or so away, it's back to school. But back to school takes on a whole other connotation this year. Instead of worrying and wondering about what kind of school supplies we'll need, pens, pencils, notebooks, we're worrying and wondering whether our kids will need masks, whether we'll need more buses, whether we'll need to keep our kids 6 feet apart. And by the way, how do you do that at recess? As a mom, it's terrifying. We have all worked so hard all spring and summer to stay safe. And with the ring of a bell, that could all have been for nothing if our schools can't keep our kids and our teachers healthy. Now, you'd think that doing just that would be the ultimate in priorities for our towns, states, federal government, as the summer months wane. And yet, President Trump seems more concerned with politics than our kids. Now, believe me, I don't say that lightly, so let me explain. His administration has been publicly pressuring states to reopen schools soon. He himself has been turning up the heat, saying just this week, we're very much going to put pressure on governors and everybody else to open the schools. And then, of course, following that up with a tweet threatening to cut off funding to schools that don't. Well, okay, sure, you might say, who doesn't want our kids to go back to school? They need school and they need to interact with kids their own age. Believe me, I get it. And for millions of working parents, we also need our kids in school too. We are not full-time teachers. I'm not. We have to go back to work eventually, and that will be good for our families and our economy. All of that is fine. There are plenty of very good reasons to want our schools to reopen and soon. But here's how I know that the president's motivations are self-serving and not in the best interest of our kids and families. Because his demand for school reopenings comes with exactly, precisely, zero, no tools or resources for doing it safely. It's as if Trump said to fire departments around the country, go put out all the fires now, but then gave them no equipment to do it with. His education secretary, Betsy DeVos, has offered little in the way of help, instead shrugging off the challenge by saying, education leaders need to examine real data and weigh risk. Risk is involved in everything we do, from learning to ride a bike to riding a rocket into space and everything in between.
What?
Got that? It's up to teachers and education leaders, just not her, to figure out how to do this right. And yeah, the rocket might explode in space in the process. Now, upon Trump's decree to reopen now or else, Florida immediately announced it would reopen for 5-day-a-week schooling in August. That's just as coronavirus cases there have spiked. So the president of the Florida Education Association told CNN, we've been given no guidance. We've been given no regulations that make sense to reopen our schools. And in the middle of a pandemic, we're being told we have to reopen schools come hell or high water? That the president of the United States hasn't made it his number one agenda item to give states a plan to reopen and the money, PPE, testing capabilities, and other resources to do it safely is unconscionable. Instead, Trump is busy tweeting, golfing, and politicizing the issue by warning that Democrats are politicizing the issue. He tweeted, corrupt Joe Biden and the Democrats don't want to open schools in the fall for political reasons, not for health reasons. They think it will help them in November. Wrong, the people get it. Of course, Trump is worried about his own re-election bid, which is facing headwinds thanks to his tanking poll numbers and a disapproval over his handling of this pandemic. He knows He needs suburban women to win, and getting the economy running again, well, it's very important to them. But as a suburban woman, I can say it's not important at all costs. Now, if you'd have told me months ago that in the face of a global pandemic that has killed 500,000 people worldwide, Americans would be playing politics with face masks, with one side saying, sure, wearing masks makes sense, and the other side saying, masks are for liberal pansy elites, I would have laughed in your face, and hopefully you'd be wearing a mask when I did so. No way we're that dumb. And yet Trump managed to even turn health science into a culture war for his own edification. And now, grotesquely, he's trying to do the same with our schools and our kids. It's shameful. All right.
Let's pause for the calls, and I'll be back with more of the Wingman Chronicles.